obviously you got a without Mike, you've got that whole as your fifth lineman. How's that battle shaking up with Ringo and all your rookies?
Good. I mean, they're all going to get a shot, you know, to do some different things there. We're going to play guys in some different positions, and we still got three more preseason games. So I like the energy that the guys were playing with. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Mike always talks about the year one, the year two jump. Have you seen that from Christian so far?
Yeah, you know, I was pleased with him in the game. You know, made a couple good plays in the game. And he's way ahead of where he was last year. So we'll see. It's still early yet. We'll see. I mean, we'll see if he can maintain that and keep it going.
With Dean's length and his size out there at the five tech and not having Mike for the first month of the season, how much are you going to need Dean early on?
I mean, obviously that's, you know, coming out of college, he was more of a defensive end type outside, sometimes even outside the tight end. So that's probably the most natural thing to him right there, playing the five or outside the tackle right there. And obviously length helps you on that when you're in that position.
Dom was just talking about with Mike Mell, you know, it's important time for him to get him some work in the preseason. What do you look for? What are you trying to do with him right now to get him ready, even when he might not be ready?
I'm treating Mike any differently other than, you know, he probably would have played a little bit earlier in the game. But I've tried to keep Mike totally up on everything, giving him his reps in practice have not been terribly off of what the other guys. But at some point, you know, like I told you before, at some point, Coach Mike and Ted will come to me and say, you know, we gotta get ready for this or that. But I've tried to just when I'm training him the exact way that I would if he was not in that situation. So.
First day of practice, Kenny Clark was like, yeah, okay. First preseason game, he's like, yeah, felt okay out there. Is he that confident for 20 years old?
He's, you know, he's a very serious young man. And when you talk to him, he's always looking you in the eye. And he takes in everything you say, which sometimes when you get younger players, that's not always the case. He takes his job very seriously for a young guy. And when you say something, he's writing it down. So I do like that about him. And likes to have fun, but doesn't joke around a whole lot. I mean, he understands, and I think he knows that, you know, he has a responsibility being the first round pick. So, I mean, I like what I've seen on him so far. I mean, obviously, young guys like that are going to make mistakes, and they're going to do all this and that. But it's not from a lack of not trying. That's not the right word. It's not from a lack of effort or anything like that. I mean, he's very serious about his craft. Five,
thanks,
four.
Hey, Turtle. Sorry.
Okay, I was on three.
You know, you've been doing this a pretty long time. I asked Dom this too. Just, I'm really intrigued by just how, and I know it's not just this year, but how much the preseason and the perspective on preseason has changed in recent years where, you know, playing guys into the third quarter versus the guys that you know enough about, it seems like they'll play very little, if at all. When you started to see that change of being kind of an old school guy, what did you think, and in what ways do you think it's better?
I think a little of it might be, you know, way back when you didn't have as many OTAs and all that stuff as you have now. And so you get a chance to the guys that you know about and keep going on that. But, you know, I mean, particularly for the lines, I mean, you know, I can't speak for other positions, but I know, you know, guys like to get in there and get some reps and get the rust off in there. So that's always good for you know, guys that I coach and guys that I'm around all the time. So I can't speak for the other positions. You know, some guys, I don't know. I don't know if they're, you know, injuries or whatever on that. But I know D-linemen like to get in there and they like to play.